right, and thank Virgil. Here we go. Is right. It's a quick break between those games, and always kind of fun between games. Running across different people. We mentioned a shout out to folks out there from Mike Matthews and Beth, who were out at Sandpoint for years, 20 years ago. So a lot of the kids that are playing here, their dads are the ones that they were around. And so a shout-out from Mike and Beth. As here with King Cove T-Jacks, starting this game against Tri-Valley, I really don't expect... that one's not going to count, even though that was the first bucket of the game. It bounced high, that shot by Gary Gold, as the T-Jack started out with Gold along with Graydon Severian, and Gold shot the three-pointer. It hit the guy wire, went in, but couldn't count it because of that. So here, maybe he'll get this one. No. And defense there by Tri-Valley ends up with a steal. For the T-Jacks, this team from Tri-Valley, good, you know, it's a, it's kind of a program that's trying to take off again. And they got lots of players on the team, a lot of kids that come out, but they don't really have the firepower to really stay with like a King Cove team. Last night against Tri-Valley, or against Sioux Valley, they lost that game 74. What was it, the final? I think it was 74 to something. It was 74-42. And so here they are up against King Cove. This is going to be a monster upset if they were to do that. But we're at 0-0, though, as we get started here. And the T-Jacks will get the ball back. Now, this T-Jacks team, they got to be considered a possibility for a state tournament shot there, too, although that's a good tough district out there this year, too, as it is. Fort Ellsworth really picked it up a notch for the T-Jacks. Here's a shot from the outside as that one. Not good for Braden Brandle. And joined out there by J.C. McNeff, Gary Gold, Severian, Graydon Severian, and then also Anthony Reeve for King Cove. Here is Gold to Severian. Now the kick out. The shot off the mark there for Braden Brandle, a freshman. And this will be Tri-Valley with the basketball back. T-Jacks back on defense to go there. It's going to be T-Jacks basketball here off the turnover. So still no score, 5:32 to go here in the first quarter. And Severian's going to try to change that. Still doesn't. J.C. McNeff is after it and out of bounds. It's going to belong to Tri-Valley. Well, I'll tell you what, J.C. was all over trying to get that, the senior, but couldn't pull it in. And here is Tri-Valley with it. Tri-Valley's got Samuel Brown, a senior. That's his shot there. That misses. McNeff just slips that ball back to Brandle for the shot. He drives inside. That one a miss. And Tri-Valley has Dalton Randall, C.J. McMaster, and here is George Sachs with it. Sachs follows his own shot, gets the first 2 points of the ball game. And for the T-Jacks, the quick little timeout over there for coaches. 4:42 to go in the first quarter and a 2-0 score. And we mentioned this Tri-Valley Club. They came in regular season games like this. You can suit up a bunch of players, and boy, they got a lot. But Tri-Valley certainly known for hockey quite a bit, and wrestling, of course, too, but great hockey place. Basketball has always been kind of so-so. You know, they had a team in the state tournament, real close to a championship game about 10 years ago, Colorado boys, and Olivia Jewell, who you heard about in the girls' game, her brother back then, he was a monster, but he was very good also in hockey as well. But since then, I mean, nothing really. And now they got like 14 kids out for basketball here. And they're trying to change things. A lot of ninth graders, though, part of that. So it's neat talking to their coach about what changes there for them. Here's J.C. McNeff for the T-Jacks. He saves that one, gets it to Severian. Now to Brandel, and Brandel's shot is off. As Tri-Valley back the other way. A shot out there by McMaster misses. And a rebound by Brandel. So Braden getting a lot of moments on the floor here. It's moments in terms of getting a steal, getting a rebound, and now the two-pointer from Graydon Severian. Severian with the steal now and keeps the possession for the T-Jacks as he throws it off the leg of one of the Tri-Valley players. Severian, just a great basketball move there to be able to sail out of bounds, knowing that you've got to throw it off of somebody, and then picking out the spot well and executing that. That's not an easy play, but he does it effortlessly. Here's Gold trying a three-pointer. Misses there, and McMaster at the other end, blocked off by Gold. In a 2-2 ball game with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. JC, no. Doesn't get it. Reeve with the rebound, though. Battles back inside. Or, excuse me, Dylan Larson. I call it Anthony Reeve. Dylan Larson had the number, up, I thought, 54, but 55. And there's the two-pointer once again for this time for Gold. Makes it 4-2. So with just 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter, the T-Jacks have four. And find that spot where the phone doesn't get affected by other phones. There's a lot of them in the gym, that's for sure. 4-2, 2:50 on the clock, and Tri-Valley with the basketball. There's going to be a foul called on Dylan. As Larson trying to take away the baseline, ends up with a foul call. And the shot long there by Tri-Valley. McMaster trying the three-pointer, but rebound comes off to Severian. Graydon into the lane. Now the travel call. On Severian. Now, sitting for the T-Jacks, too, I expected to see was Jason Duarte, but not playing right now. It's going to be a foul on Graydon. So Severian picks up the first, or his first, the second for the T-Jacks as Larson had the first one. Shot on the way and good for Tri-Valley's Rodney Lee. And one more coming for him. He could tie it up with this one. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and it is tied at 4-4. Gary Gold with the basketball. Gold coming up court, gets the screen from Larson, spins inside. He's got two. Gold with the two-pointer gives them a 6-4 lead. Not for long. McMaster back the other way for two. We're tied at 6-6. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Here again now. Works the right side. A kickback pass there.
Keep on, Rodney. Good job.
And Gold out to Severian. Great. Works it down the right. Wants to go in the corner to Brandel, but up high now to Gold instead. And going to be not sure what they called there. Was Dylan Larson had to get rid of something. Bracelets? Something. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, referee saw something and said, yeah, toss that to the bench, and he did. Oh, boy. Here is shot there missing by Severian, but he comes right back with the rebound and puts it in. And a travel call on Tri-Valley is great, with some great pressure there individually on the dribbler. And an 8-6 score with a minute and a half to go here, as Graydon takes the inbounds pass from Gold. Curry's shot from the left wing is good. It's a three, and a little separation now for the T-Jacks at 11-6. J.C. McNeff forces a turnover there. Gold comes up with it, keeps the dribble. Tries to recover on that, but, oh, boy, that was a tough one. In the air, tried to make that pass. Like, if that had been a touch pass, maybe he could have got that. But here's a held ball. Severian with McNeff right there. And JC, boy, they weren't going to get out of there without a turnover. I could tell you, JC was going to make it happen. Here's McMaster, tries the three, not there. Brendel with the rebound. Braden has done a nice, great job out there. Freshman's seen a lot of action as there is the T-Jacks working around the outside. 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. Goes to Gary Gold on the right side now. This one misses. J.C. with Graydon underneath, and J.C. taps it to Graydon. Graydon puts it in. 13-6 score. 20 seconds on the clock, and it'll be a foul on McNiff. Crossed away. 13-6 score now for the T-Jacks. They methodically build up a lead here in this first quarter. McMaster tries a three. Goes long. J.C. rebound on the far side. Slips it over to Severian. 14 seconds on the clock. Dylan Larson on the baseline. Doesn't take it. Goes back to Gold instead. Gold misses a shot, but J.C. with the rebound. Now to Braden. Randall gives it back to Gold, to Severian. Didn't realize the time, I guess. Instead of taking the shot, he takes the drive, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter, but the T-Jacks on top, 13-6, controlling the ballgame here over Tri-Valley. Back in 60 seconds on KSDP.
High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
Sorry, kind of stepped on Carl's transition. We've got one more underwriting shout-out, and we'll be back to game action.
Our friends at the Bill Cosby Corporation are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP Radio. The Bill Cosby Corporation wants to thank everyone for making our communities a wonderful place to work, live, and raise a family. And to remind you that by reading to your children at a young age, you are providing the pathway to academic success throughout their education. This message is sponsored by the Bill Cosby Corporation, proudly serving our communities of the Aleutians Eastboro.
Coming back.
And the second quarter, ready to roll here. It'll be the T-Jacks on top, 13-6, with the basketball at half court. They're moving from our right to left here, and it goes into Graydon Severian. The kick out, Larson. Three-pointer on the way if it went. No. Rebound by Severian inside now, and he comes down with it again. Still controlling. And a foul is going to be called on Tri-Valley. Graydon just wasn't going to give up on that. As the T-Jacks put it into play to Larson, there's going to be a foul again. Same player, Quincy Killian. Killian, a senior, picks up back-to-back fouls now. And the screen, the cut across, Severian, the bounce pass in. He scores two off the glass to get things started here in the second quarter. Good double team there, but coming out of it nicely. Tri-Valley breaks that pressure. And, hey, don't get the two. Boy, flying through there. Gary Gold rattled the basketball, trying to block that basketball. Didn't have to. It didn't go anyway. It almost could have been a goaltend. It's still moving, I think. Here is Gold. What a difficult shot. But he knew he was going to take the foul, too. Actually, he might have got an and one if that young fellow hadn't got his hand on it. That was Samuel Brown, a senior for Tri-Valley. Gold goes to the line. He's one, another one of those young fellows that has the ability to get the I mean, it takes a lot of spot-up shots, but a drive like that, you go, how does a kid even get his shot off? But Gold has a way of doing that. And Garriott's line good on the second one. So somewhere here is going to be out of bounds and belongs to Tri-Valley. Yeah, I think Gold has a three-pointer to start this. Yeah, that was fun. Here is Tri-Valley with it as they get the open look briefly. Gold right there to leap in the way. Graydon comes away with it. Severian ahead of the pack to Braden Brandle. His shot misses. In for the T-Jacks now. Two will be Brian Eichley. And Eichley, a freshman. So you got freshman Braden Brandle and freshman Brian Eichley in there. Along with Dylan Larson, Graydon Severian, and Gary Gold. Gary Gold steps up for the three straight away. Rebound by Tri-Valley. 17-6 score. 6:20 to go here in the first half. And the rookies, or the rookies, the T-Jacks. On top as Severian working hard inside, pulls down the board. Gold will bring it up. Gold drives inside. He's going to go to the line again for two. And Gary finding that seam and then just splitting it, going through, getting the shot off as he's fouled. And referee's looking for something there. Let's see. So give me a towel. Well, they've got a... Actually, they got a warm-up jacket, not a towel. Yeah, one of the boys across the way for Tri-Valley. Yeah, yeah, that's my warm-up. Who wants to wear that? Look at that. He's going, nah, I ain't wearing that. Oh, boy. Fun. At the line will be Gary Gold for two shots. First one, short. Just like last time. Is there one for two from the line? He's got right. Another one coming up.
Get you guys, get your heads in the game here now. Put this out of hand. Play some ball.
And here comes Gold for number two. And this one on the way and good. 1-2. I'm not sure. Is that a. I'm not sure what the. There was a call made and they showed two fouls on Severian, but I don't. I didn't get the. Call happening at all there. There's going to be two shots again. I think they just got Graydon again. I'm almost positive. I didn't see the last one in that. Graydon just picked up his back-to-back fouls there in about 5 seconds. Oh, no. Okay, they're putting that on Eichley, so Brian got that one. Yeah, that was weird. I still don't know what happened down there, but they're calling for a push, and it was after a play. just didn't see it. Anyway, that's five team fouls on the T-Jacks. They lead it 18-6. 5:50 to go here in the first half. You know, today it's going to go 18-7. It's 1-2 from the line then for Tri-Valley. So Gold will bring it up. Gary walks it up court across the timeline now and picked up out there by the Tri-Valley defense. Dalton Randall's got him, gets screened off by Severian, takes it all the way down the left side and scoops up the shot for two. So Gold gets another one. As for him now, that's 10 points in the game, I think, right at 10. This ball kicked there by Eichley. 20-7 score in favor of the T-Jacks.
All movement, all movement.
And up high is Josiah Graham now in for Tri-Valley. They go down to the big guy low, Titus Winkler. Winkler trying to get rid of a travel call as Dylan Larson just holding his position. And Winkler did the rest. Larson taking up space there where he wanted to be. His stumbled over to travel. Larson, back it goes to Severian. Braden, working the right side, now stops, gives off to Larson, who's cutting down the lane there. Oh, Larson, a great job holding your position, getting the head fake. Yeah, Severian steals the inbound pass. Larson with the two-pointer, makes it 22-7. Now he gets it back, another Severian pass. Braden with the pass, but it was Dylan with the bucket. Back-to-back assists and buckets by the two seniors. Or, excuse me, that's Severian, the junior. So, to the senior. 24-7, quick timeout for Tri-Valley. That's that little burst by the T-Jacks that Tri-Valley coach over there saying, boy, we've got to watch out for these runs that they can do. And he calls a quick one, but now they find themselves down double digits at 24-17. Hard to stop, something like that. Now for the, we already, you know, we've covered Sandpoint today already. They've played their four games, or their, four total games between the girls and boys teams. So they're already lined up for tomorrow. Sandpoint girls will be playing for fifth or sixth place tomorrow at 9 o'clock. The boys are in the championship game. Kinko's playing their four games today. The girls already won, so they got a shot at the championship game. The boys, they put away Tri-Valley here. They'll get a shot at the championship game by winning later today. And here's a great drive there by Tri-Valley. That's Josiah Graham all the way coast to coast, puts it in 24-9. Here's the Severian, three-pointer for Graydon. So Graydon makes it 27-9. Graydon with a steal off the tip pass. He goes all the way to the hoop for two. Makes it 29-9. Severian with the bucket, the steal, and the bucket. And from behind, Larson's going to get called for the foul. Dylan reaching from behind to tap that out, but they're going to call it another way, I guess. Did she call it on Graydon? Yeah, I believe so. Called it on Severian, so Graydon picked up his third foul. Dylan was coming from behind, but there's the drive inside there, but Tri-Valley, they don't get Gold with the rebound, comes out of there. Gary, kickback pass to now in the ball game again, Braden Brandle. And the T-Jacks toss it away here. So it will be Tri-Valley basketball. Breaking the press is Tri-Valley, and they get it underneath. Oh, big guy for two. That's Titus Winkler. And a good job by Tri-Valley to break the press. There's Braden with it out on the wing. Now to Gary Gould. Back it goes to Brandle. And trying to go back to goal, the ball tipped, and Tri-Valley ends up with it. Nice move there against Gold. Defense was Rodney Lee, and Lee makes it a 29-13 game. T-Jack's in control. 3:15 to go. And Gould knocks down the three with a stop and pop. He put the ball between his legs and came off the dribble. Hit the three on a dead stop. His defender right with him, but lost him by a good 6 feet. As that shot good for Tri-Valley, makes it 32-15. That was their big kid again, I think, Winkler with it. Travel is going to be called on the T-Jacks. 2:46 on the clock here in the first half, and Kinko leading the way, 32-15. Here is the three-pointer straight away. Winkler grabs the rebound. This is on the putback. It was a long shot by Josiah Graham. Didn't go, but there was Winkler to grab another board. Oh, boy. And Dylan Larson. Both Larson and Tyler Phillips colliding there. Phillips, the freshman, coming across. Larson had set the screen. Phillips goes to the bench at first, but now he's going to come out. Yep. Larson walking it off, too. And that was actually the 17th foul on the T-Jack, so that's going to send to the line. The Viking Warriors. And it said it has to be the person that was coming in for Phillips. Yeah, boy, that was right to the thigh where he ran into Dylan Larson. And on the front end of the 1-1, Tri-Valley missing there. Gould has it for the T-Jacks. Gets it over to Graydon. Severian shot on the way. Misses. Ball tipped out of the hands of Winkler by Larson. Now they find Severian at the high post. Back to Larson for a three out in the corner there. That misses. And Graydon Brandle tries to tip it in without coming to the ground. And almost had a bucket. That would have been sweet there as Brandle high up in the air to get that rebound. Severian clears the make, reach down there to pull down the defensive board. Braden wasn't looking. He was going to throw along to him. Gould now in the corner, out to Dylan. Larson wide open. Severian out it comes to JC. Now he'll find Braden. And over the backboard and out of bounds. So Tri-Valley with it back. 32-15 ball game and 1:30 on the clock here in the first half. This shot missing everything because getting a piece of it was Gould. Larson trying to get it last, and it's going to be T-Jack's basketball. Larson thought that he had touched the last, so ended up giving it to the T-Jacks, and then the T-Jacks give it right back here on a travel call. So I guess that's good sportsmanship in a sense. You go, well, it should have been their ball out of bounds. I don't think they did that deliberately, but it works out. Oh, nice pickoff there by Gray. Severian stays with it, comes up with the steal. Back the other way. Severian can't get it off the glass, gets his own rebound, misses on that one, too. As this ball comes out of there in the hands of Tri-Valley. Hayden Lusby, one of their freshmen, now gets it off to Master there, I think that is, or Josiah Graham, another freshman. He tries a three, missing there. And the T-Jacks back the other way with 43 seconds on the clock in this first half. Gary Gould gets free. And Gary Gould gets three after getting free. 35-15, a 20-point lead for the first time here for the T-Jacks. 25 seconds on the clock, and they have just controlled this game. Tri-Valley Nice job with him, though. Dylan Larson takes the long pass from Severian. Now back to Gold. Down to 10 seconds they go as they're going to work the clock down for the last shot. Severian with it. He watches the clock. Gives off to Gary. Gold with 4 seconds on the clock. Comes up short. And that's going to be the end of the first half. Well, it ends with the T-Jacks building their first 20-point lead. 35-15, they're on top after one half of play. We're going to be back here at halftime at Sioux Valley High School on the Parks Highway. Here's they lead by 20 on your KSDB coverage of the Crawley Classic here from Sioux Valley High. Back to Virgil in the station for this quick 60-second timeout.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Telalaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
I'd debate that last one, but it's all a big thank you. Moving on, we are about to get the second half of the Tundra Jacks basketball game for this. I guess we're now in the afternoon. They're facing off against the Tri-Valley. Oh, my gosh. I just lost their logo. They're facing off against Tri-Valley. We're going to hand it back to Carl.
Well, you know, Virgil, I miss it sometimes, too. It's the Tri-Valley Viking Warriors, so I always think of them as either the Vikings or the Warriors, but they're both. So the Viking Warriors, though, playing a nice game here, trying to, you know, stay a very competitive game, certainly, and T-Jacks have had their way, but lead now 35-15 at the half. And it's been Gary Gold with a bunch of the points, but Graydon Severian, nice job on the floor, too, supporting him at both ends, too. Severian, though, picked up his third foul in the first half, but that's what we have him down for. We didn't really understand one of the calls, just didn't see it, and then he picked up one right after that. But Severian, smart player, is has stayed in the ballgame. So 20 points, Gold leads the way. That's Severian at 10. 4 points for Dylan Larson. That's been the scoring for the T-Jacks. 21, I guess, for Gold there, actually. So that's been the scoring for them, 35-15. They lead it. J.C. McNeff, good job on the floor by the senior, as always. And seen a lot of play from Braden Brendel and also getting in the ballgame, Brian Eichley as well, I think, for a bit. Four on the other side, Tri-Valley, the Viking Warriors, no one really standing out there, although Winkler picked up a couple of buckets, the big kid inside. And Josiah Graham, bucket or two, as well as the Viking Warriors, a budding program, trying to come back, trying to get something created over there for them. Coach Kevin Mayo up the way in Healy here, up the Parks Highway from where we are here at Susitna Valley High School. When we look at today's games coming up, these two, they get these under their belts. The rookies already won. The T-Jacks win. They'll both be in position to take on Sioux Valley tonight. If they win those two games, both T-Jacks and rookies will be in the championship games tomorrow. Now, already on that side, we know that the Sandpoint boys are waiting for the winner of two games from Pool A here, or Pool B, whichever pool it is anyway. They've won one pool with two victories, so they're in the championship game tomorrow on the boys' side. T-Jacks would like to play them. They always like to play each other. That's great competition. We're about 6 minutes away from the second half. We're going to send it back to Virgil at KSDP as they continue to do a great job covering the Sioux Valley Crawley Classic here at Sioux Valley High School. Back for second half action. T-Jacks lead it by 20, 35-15 over the Tri-Valley Viking Warriors.
6 minutes on the clock, and everybody gets a break during halftime, and you get some a little bit more 90s music. We'll probably get a track and a half in. How about from 1993? Canada's answer to Ice Ice Baby.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, yo, what's up? What's going on, yo? Sick of time to 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bucket.
Informer, you know, they're gonna miss me, I'll go slam. I'll keep on bum down. Take them on the city, they're gonna miss me, time to come down and in. I'll keep on bum down. Informer, you know, they're gonna miss me, I'll go slam. I'll keep on bum down. Take them on the city, they're gonna miss me, time to come down and in. I'll keep on bum down. These are number of women, now they blow down my door. Rainy car through through my window, so they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination. Where the destination is, and out of east attention. Where I look down the front, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, they're gonna miss me, I go glam. I like it boom boom down. Take them on the street, they're gonna miss me, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it boom boom down. Informer, you know, they're gonna miss me, I go glam. I like it boom boom down. Take them on the street, they're gonna miss me, stop somewhere down the lane. I need keep on burn down, so big on the mind, they think they have more power. They find the soul, miss it, they want a warm. If it wasn't you, the ones that now me call me lover. Love will be coming on the one tell me. And me lover in my heart, down to my belly. Kissing on the stomach, I'll be cool and deadly. It's the one MC Shan and the one that is so. Together we all have a Mr. Tornado. Informer, you know, they're gonna miss on me, I go blam. I need keep on burn down. Take them on the street, they're gonna miss on me, start to tumble down the lane. I keep on burn down. Informer, you know, they're gonna miss on me, I go blam. I keep on burn down. Take them on the streets, they're gonna miss on me, start to tumble down the lane. I keep on burn down. So listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Hear me the rubber, the microphone, but rock and stay. Yes, they're gonna miss on me, yeah, the art to cut down. But I'm not in and out of the dance, I miss the way I come from. People them say you come from Jamaica, but me born and raised in Connecticut, so I know what you help me know. You brown people, man, is all I'm on, no way. And my shoes are empty, rapping, and me told you to show. For me, you're boring, all the ones are on, so, so informer. You know, they're gonna miss on me, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the face, they're gonna miss on me, start to move down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, they're gonna miss on me, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the face, they're gonna miss on me, start to move down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Come with a nice young lady, intelligent, yes. She juggling Ari. Give away me go, me never left for a trolley. You say that it's for me, I'm the rum dance man. Rum is in a dance, I lay in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a tell me, I'm the boom shack. I tell me, never lay you down fast. And now I'm can't board bounce. You say that I'm a tell me, I'm the region of the trap. So informer, you know, say that I'm a tell me, I go glam. I like you boom boom down. Take them on the street, say that I'm a tell me, start to move down the lane. I like you boom boom down. Informer, you know, say that I'm a tell me, I go glam. I like it boom boom now. Take them on the street, they're gonna miss on me, start to move down the lane. I like it boom boom now. Why worry? Why worry? Worry? Worry?
Been sitting around cool with my jibby jibby girl. Police knock my door, lick up my pal. Rough me up and I can't do a thing. Pick up my line when my cell phone rings. Take me to the station, black up my hand. Trail me down cause I'm hanging with the snowman. What I'm gonna do, I'm back in a trap. Slap me in the face, took all of my gas. They have no clues and they wanna get warmer. But Cam won't turn informer.
Informer, you know they're gonna miss on me, I go glam. I need keep on going down. Take them on the street, they're gonna miss on me, start to tumble down the lane. I need keep on going down. Informer, you know they're gonna miss on me, I go glam. I need keep on going down. Take them on the street, they're gonna miss on me, start to tumble down the lane. I need keep on going down. Diddy dong, diddy diddy dong, them boy, 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 boy.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
jumbo jet. It wasn't easy, but nothing it is.
Get Blur out of there with their song number two and hand it back over to Courtside.
Well, they are cutting off the breaks here early for us today as boys ready to get back on the floor, losing a shoe. Tri-Valley, young fella out there guarded by Severian, and Graydon made him lose a shoe, I guess. Well, they called a timeout, actually. Tri-Valley coach did, but referee, I think, was blowing the whistle, too, like, hey, let's get his shoe on. Just underway in the second half then, and they gave us the 30 seconds that they took away from the halftime break. And take it right now. 35-15 as we go into this second half. And this, our fourth game today, so we're halfway through the day of games. Coming after this one, a big break for you folks listening in out there, because it'll be Reddington taking on Nenana on the girls and boys side. And then the King Cove girls will come back, face to sit in the valley at 6:30, and the boys to follow at about 8. Okay, Tri-Valley back to action here. Severian, nice block on the shot there from the side. Didn't leave his feet, hand straight up, and blocked the shot. Graydon thinks about the three, doesn't take it. Now he thinks again about it, and then kick out to Gary Gold. He's joined out there by J.C. McNeff, Jillian Larson, and Graydon Brandle. And there's Severian with a three. Graydon 10 points in the first half. Starts it off here with a three. Makes it 38-15. As Coach Mack there, just keeping his boys, you know, doing nothing fancy here. Here's what you need to do. And here's Severian to Larson. Loses the handle on the pass there. McNeff getting after it. JC comes up with it. And I think they got a timeout before the held ball. Let's see. Or no. A couple different calls going on. They call a, one referee, I thought, called it off of J.C., and one referee called the timeout for J.C., but they call it off of J.C. They agree on that one instead. And now, foul on McNeff. In fact, the scores table is going to ask about that, too. It's like, yeah, so it was because okay, and see, I thought one ref said that, did you call a foul on him down there? Because one ref did on J.C. McNeff, and that's what they're just scoring up right now. So he just picked up two fouls in about 7 seconds. But one was on the floor when he was trying to control the basketball and calling a timeout. And Coach Mack over there getting the exclamation or the explanation and being exclamatory about it. No, exclamation. I've got an explanation for it. And it's, I know that Coach Mack's got a smile on his face. He goes, yeah, okay, I'm agreeable with it. But it just seemed like what a turn of events for J.C. Yeah, he actually had control and tried to call a timeout, but then fouled there as Graydon with a step through, showing how he did the move, but the referee says, no, you're traveling, son. Oh, all right, 38-15, let's get back to play. Oh, my. As Tri-Valley with the basketball. Now Gold steps up on defense. Tri-Valley working the basketball, trying to go inside with it. J.C. breaks up the play there. Now the drive by Tri-Valley missing. And at the other end, it's Braden Brandle just losing the handle enough to watch that ball go out of bounds. So for the Viking Warriors, Josiah Graham with it. Over in the corner, they go down. Lusby out there as well. And Winkler, the big guy, guarded well by Dylan Larson. Larson creates the turnover. Here comes the Severian from Gold. Foul's going to be called on the Warriors. Tri-Valley foul will be on Samuel Brown. Brown, good solid senior. We're talking about hockey players. Boy, that kid definitely got to be a hockey player. He is a solid chunk there. And here's the shot by Gold. Tries the three out there and then steals on the outlet pass. Gold does it so deftly there as Severian. He feeds him down low and Graydon will go to the line for two. Gold just came out of there after getting free for a two-pointer. Had two guys on him, but he's still freed up for a nice shot off a two dribble. Then the fella got the rebound that had been guarding him, and he threw that hand up and picked the ball off, got it right into Graydon. He's fouled and goes to the line for two. First one good for Severian. It's really, you know, you look at Gold and Severian, both juniors, and we watched them since they were freshmen, and they are just a solid duo. As Greg gets the second one to go as well, 40 to 15. Here's the bucket. Good. Larson will get called for the foul. Good drive there by the Tri-Valley young man. That's George Sachs. He's a freshman. And we talked about this team trying to be rebuilt a little bit over there by Coach Mayo. And he's doing a good job. He's getting freshmen in there that want to play and are playing hard. That's going to help down the road. Braden Brendel in the corner with it. Goes to Larson now, posting up Larson. Oh, great move by Dylan. He one dribbles it, gets Winkler on the left side of him, and then puts it in off the glass. Larson with the bucket has six in the game. Kicked around out there, and Tri-Valley last touches it. As here comes five fresh players for Tri-Valley. So I'll try to keep track here. Lusby, a freshman in there, as well as 22, Quincy Killian. Yeah, anyway, we'll pick him up as Severian will bring it up. Severian fakes to the left, or fakes to the right, goes back to Gold on the left side. His shot doesn't work. Rebounded out of there by Killian, the senior. And now the shot at the other end. Gold's going to get called, perhaps. Or it might be J.C. We'll see. I think J.C. down low. McNeff would pick up his third if it's on him. And they call it on Gold instead. So, oh, no, they did call it on J.C. They had 30 still sitting up there. But I thought he had a decent block on the shot. J.C. got him with the body. 42-17 score coming up halfway through this third quarter here, not too far away. And the T-Jacks have took control back in the first quarter of this game. Actually, Tri-Valley staying with them, you know, pretty much, but a low-scoring first quarter. And now Graydon finding his way to the hoop will go to the line for two more shots as he's fouled along the way. Oh, that's why it had 30 also. Okay, well, anyway, the foul will be on Matthias Spear. He's another freshman for this ball club from Tri-Valley. And Severian at the line with the second one on the way, and also good. 44-18 right now as J.C. McNeff hounds the ball handler. Down low goes to Killian, and Graydon knocks it out of his hands. Then trying to throw it off the leg of Brian Eichley was a Tri-Valley player, and Eichley steals it. He was looking for that. Brian Can't get to the basket on that pass down low. He kicks it back out to Severian. Now at the high post, Dylan Larson to McNeff. Back up to Severian. Larson trying to find his way in there. Going to call a travel on him. So for the Viking Warriors to get the ball back, down 44-18, 3:35 on the clock. There's Spear with it. Spear high post as they go out now to Quincy Killian. And now the defense of the T-Jacks getting a little more aggressive. There's the steal, likely gets it as he's joined by Larson ahead of the back is Braden Brandle. He can't get it to go. The ball partially blocked there by J.J. Succo, his first minutes in the game here coming up in this third quarter, 44-18. Succo got a piece of that shot by Braden, who was running the floor hard. Tri-Valley controlling the basketball in their offensive zone, and there's that trap in the corner again, Larson. With Eichley, and out of bounds this time. Very effective. Eichley had the steal last time. Oh, Tri-Valley with the basketball. Down 44-18. The shot out front's not going to work. Out of bounds it goes. As Eichley, good block off on the defensive boards. Couldn't get to it, but he blocked the offensive player from getting there. That was Killian. And here comes Severian to Larson. Down low, trying to go to McNeff. Ball tipped away. Out of bounds, last touch by the Warriors. And so Graydon will put it into play, Severian. Right back. He gets it from Brandle. Back up on top to Braden. Now Braden's pass picked off. And Tri-Valley back the other way. Can't get the bucket as Rodney Lee trying to beat Severian. And Severian right there. I know that's one of the reasons he missed his shot. He knew that Graydon would get up there and block that if he put it up like that. Larson spins down inside. Oh, that ball was in a cylinder and popped out. Just a little bit too much spin on it. Larson, nice moves down low on the block. That kid, good footwork. They called him for traveling once, which I thought wasn't, because he just really well controlled in there. There's a rebound off the miss by Tri-Valley, and Severian brings it up off the dribble. 44-18 it stays. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Now down deep, there's a shot enclosed by Eichley. Eichley goes after the board, and it's the 2:22s ram into each other, Killian and Eichley. They're going to give it on Killian. And now for Tri-Valley, they are going to come in with a couple more players. Not sure who 50 is. Okay. We don't have them listed, but see what happens. Here's Severian inside, off the glass for two from Larson. And a 46-18 score, 1:16 to go, third quarter. There's that double team in the baseline corner as Hunter Batoy. Okay. As here's Larson posting up the ball over off his hands and over the top of him, but right into McNeff's hand. JC gets it up to Graydon. Now out in the corner to Braden. Brandle back to Severian. As they work the clock down, 40 seconds on the clock. Good movement by the T-Jacks. Is here comes Severian. Down the lane he goes and scoops it in just over the rim for two. Severian so slick with that basketball. And Eichley breaks up the pass there. Eichley gets it right back, too, as it's saved from going out of bounds by Larson. There's Braden Brandle. Gets the defender in the air. Brandle hits the two. Braden with his first points in the ball game, and he's played a whale of a lot of minutes already. Done a nice job out there. And here's the three-point try. No, the clock's going to wind down on the third quarter. As that's the end of three, T-Jack's fully in control. They lead 50-18. We enter the fourth quarter right after this 60-second break on KSDP.
All right, coming up for just a moment, we've got a shout-out to, there we go,
the John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP.
And we'll be right back in just a couple of seconds with the last quarter of the King Cove T-Jacks facing off against the Tri-Valley Viking Warriors. It's not just the Warriors, but then we'll get a little bit of a break and we'll come back for some evening King Cove action right back here.
Well, here's the Viking Warriors with the first bucket of the fourth quarter. They hit 20 with that one. That's a basket by Rodney Lee, one of their sophomores. Braden Brandle with it in the offensive end for the T-Jacks. This one, no, out of bounds. And so for the Viking Warriors, first 2 points makes it 50-20 here as we start this fourth quarter. Down low to their big guy that come in there. Hunter doing a nice job to get the shot up. Gould with the rebound. Geary travels with it. Gould kind of looking to pass the ball. No one there, so he sort of took the next step. And afraid that it could get called, and it did. Sometimes the referees see something that looked obvious, but then you don't notice it. JC with the steal there as Gould comes down the right side there and trying to get the pass back to Dylan Larson. He's fouled by Tyler Phillips. Ball handling skills of like Gould and Severian, tremendous. Larson, a kick out here to Brace Brandle. Now back to Gary Gould, cross court. As there's a shot by the T-Jack. Oh, in the ballgame now, Jeremiah Balamatov. Balamatov is a junior. And this is on the shot there, but seeing his first minutes in the ballgame. Starting the fourth quarter. There's a shot by Tri-Valley. Misses there. Balamatov goes after along with the Viking Warriors, and it'll belong to his teammates. So Gould will inbound it. Jeremiah, good defensive rebound effort there. Oh, Gould throws it away, trying to find Braden Brandle, and he comes back and blocks the shot, though. And Gould with just fingertips there, just enough to throw up that shot. As McNiff gets the inbounds pass, gets it back. JC will bring it up on the dribble. Now slips it out to Braden Brandle. And Brandle worked the right side. In some trouble there. He'll be careful when you throw that basketball. You know, Rodney Lee keeps it in play for Tri-Valley. And a shot misses there. Lee gets the rebound, tries to go up with it. And again, that one comes off as well. Tipped out there. Braden Brandle comes away there for the T-Jacks. He'll spin around and reset. And there's a timeout on the floor for Coach T. Joe Mack across the way there. He said, hang on a second. Let's just settle things down. Here's what I want you guys to do. 5:40 on the clock. We lead 50-20. No need to get in a super running game here. And, in fact, he's talking with his players there, just what he wants them to do. He's got Balamatov in there for the first time, too, and giving the junior a little instruction, a couple of key spots he needs to be in or where to be at certain times in the offensive zone. Well, this has been T-Jack's kind of warm-up for tonight. They're going to have Sioux Valley on their hands. Sioux Valley played this Viking Warrior team last night, won 74-42. Sioux Valley's got some good depth, height, and ball-handling skills, and I think it'll be a good matchup tonight for the T-Jacks. And for the rookies, they'll play tonight, too, against Sioux Valley. They took out a good Tri-Valley team earlier today, too, as they won that one, 68-50. They won that one. So they'll have Sioux Valley tonight, too. That one is 6:30. Oh, boy. And there's Balamatov. Goes up high for the rebound. Was he fouled or did it go out of bounds? No foul call, but he had the rebound and tipped out of his hands as he went to the floor. T-Jacks basketball. Double team comes, and Braden trying to stay with it, but stolen away. And the two-pointer good for Rodney Lee. Hard-working sophomore. Boy, he's really digging in. And Gould will bring it across. Gould, top of the key. Picked up out there by Jared Johnson. Here's a three-pointer from Braden. Braden Brandle, I think that he might have tried one in the first half. If he did, he didn't try it again because that's the first one here in the second half for sure, and Brandle buries it from way out there. Oh, and he was open. I mean, it's a nice look. I just didn't think he would be shooting it. I thought he tried one in the first half and figured, I missed it. I better not try anymore. Here's Brandle on the run out. Braden gets the ball from Gould. Can't hit the shot, but there's McNiff for the rebound. JC seems to be everywhere sometimes on those who's going to get that ball scenario. There's Dylan Larson. He'll try a three. And in the lane, Braden with a good offensive board. Larson backs down his defender. Then coming out of there with it, Tri-Valley. And Tri-Valley calls the timeout. 53-22, halfway through this fourth quarter. King Cove rookies, or King Cove T-Jacks and rookies, both on their way to winning their games this morning and afternoon, it actually turned out to be. Always having trouble with these phones. I hear the. I hope you don't get it across the air there, Virgil, but there's enough phones in this gym, I'm sure, for one or two for everybody. Seems like we get a lot of background noise. And keep moving it around and find a sweet spot. Yeah, the scheduled in for tonight, 6:30. King Cove girls will take on Sioux Valley. Boys from King Cove will face Sioux Valley following that game. So lots of basketball still to go. And here's the shot by Tri-Valley. Misses. Ahead of the pack, there's Braden again. Brandle can't get it to go, but a rebound by Eichley. And now it comes to McNiff. Now to Severian. As a shot in the left side, Braden Brandle back-to-back threes. Big smile on his face on that one. The follow-through perfect, and Brandle from behind tips the ball free. JC comes up with it. Brandle all of a sudden says, well, I made that last one. Let me try it from the other side of the court. Graydon tripped up. And Brandle coming over to check his teammate there.
Don't
And Dylan Larson with it. My girlfriend loves the small players like Braden Brandle. It's, she's going all about that now. And J.C. McNeff trying to pass out of a double team there. He gets called for dragging the foot. So that gives it back to Tri-Valley. 56-22 score here. And for the Viking Warriors, down low, they go to Winkler. Shot misses there. Graydon comes away with it. Severian bounce passes over off the dribble to Braden. Now gets it to McNeff. J.C. misses there. Rebound to Tri-Valley. 56-22.
Pass the ball.
Down low, ball tipped there by Dylan Larson. They're trying to go down low. Severian came up with it off the tip. Now Severian off his leg out of bounds as he kicks out like a hockey goalie trying to stop that pass. 2:26 on the clock here for the T-Jacks. And here's Severian with the rebound. Gets it down to Eichley, and Eichley with the two-pointer. So Brian Eichley, his first 2 points here of the game, 58-22. Shot blocked by Eichley. And McNiff comes up with it, hands it off to Eichley. Ahead it goes to Braden. Brendel looking for Severian. 2 minutes to go. 58-22. Here is Larson. Flips it back over there to McNiff. And now working the ball back, Tri-Valley has it and looking inside for the shot. That one not there. Eichley, good defense. Gets him to trip it up, and here's Severian. Gets it back from Brandle, and Brandle with the assist to Graydon for two. So Severian picks up the two-pointer. 60-22 now. And this shot is going to be off as Severian comes away with the rebound. Keeps the dribble. 1:11 on the clock. Here's Severian. Little step through is good. Graydon with another one. Coming up to the 1 minute mark, 62-22. And out of bounds it goes. Two seconds on the clock, and they're going to call timeout here. Coach Mack calls the timeout. I think he wanted to get Balamatov in there, too, again. Balamatov, the junior, and back on the floor for them. Right now, 62-22, so actually, at this point, too, the running clock, but there's only 52 seconds left, so didn't matter much. Just a real deliberate game by the T-Jacks here. You know, just playing their game, nothing special. Getting good playing time for Brandle in there. Eichley, and now Balamatov comes in. Once again, he'd been in a little earlier in the fourth quarter. And Tri-Valley posting up inside. That shot won't stay down for the Warriors. Here comes Severian down to Balamatov. Oh, rattles in but out. And Jeremiah awful close on that one. They wanted him to make it, that's for sure. Here's Severian following the play. Get it off to Winkler for two, and Winkler makes it 62-24. Now Graydon with it. 11 seconds. Here's Balamatov. Tries the shot, but no, it's J.C. McNeff battling over there, too. That's going to be the end of the ball game. And it's final score with that running clock went out. That final score is going to be 62-24 for your book. So the Viking Warriors now drop their two games. So we know they're going to be in that fifth and sixth place slot for the boys' side. We're going to take a 60, oh, well, actually, we'll take the two-minute break. We'll send it back to Virgil in the studios there at KSDP. We'll collect our thoughts here and also collect what's going to happen later and kind of show you what's going to happen for tomorrow a little bit, too, as well. But I'll send it back to Virgil in the studios there at KSDP for this two-minute station break.
Thank you so much, Carl. We want to say thank you for hanging out with us, for turning on your FM and or AM and or internet and listening to your community radio station bring you high school basketball. We have a thank you coming up, but once again, thank you for the membership. Thank you those who are supporting members. Thank you to the board of directors. Heck, thanks, Austin. Been keeping the lights on and keeping us moving forward. Now, let me actually find what I wanted to play. And thank you, too. There it is. Nope. Nope. Weird. You know? Oh, my gosh. You know, you have something in front of you, and it just completely disappears. I feel like I'm channeling Big Wave Dave. All right, there's Big Wave Dave. Thank you very much. And I didn't even reset my clock. thank you to the Illusions East Borough, the City of Sandpoint, the City of King Cove, the Shoemaking Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Goulds and Sons in King Cove, Alaska. Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, to Alaska. Peninsula Airways. And I forgot to set my clock for my 120 seconds. So hopefully Carl Pulliam will give me a whisper when he's ready to go on. And there we go.
Well, folks, it's been a whooping here by King Cove over Tri-Valley, 62-24. They methodically just pull away, finally get to that, put down that coffee, finally get to the 40-point mark with about a minute left to go, or the 40-point margin, and the running clock takes away the last few seconds as they just really picked apart Tri-Valley as they needed and never went overboard, so to speak, on it, just played their game. Looked up and all of a sudden, hey, it's a 40-point game here late in the fourth quarter. Just been a clinic by the boys there, too. And what was neat, too, you know, you have your two key players, Gould and Severian, kind of carrying the scoring load, but then you end up with some nice play and points coming from Braden Brandle, the freshman. He didn't score in the first half, but he came up with 8 points in the second half and a couple of three-pointers there in the fourth quarter. Good to see 2 points for Brian Eichley, also a freshman, and that was pretty cool, too. We get the two-pointer there in the fourth quarter. But a lot of good play by those two throughout the game. Brandle played, I think, just about every minute, too, if I remember correctly. And then junior Jeremiah Balamasoff getting in there, too. Did not score, but getting some good minutes in the fourth quarter for him, so... Coach Mack, very pleased, I'm sure, with the effort. 27 points leading the way, Severian. Graydon, just excellent at both ends of the court. 21 for Gary Gould and Goldsat throughout the fourth quarter. As Dylan Larson pitched in with 6 points to round out the scoring. We 8 points, as we said, for Brandle, 2 also for Eichley. And J.C. McNeff did not score, but I almost think he doesn't want to. He just wants to be a defender out there and harass people and get the ball back for his teammates. Just a fun player to watch as well. So the doubleheader wins for the girls and the boys. They'll be back to try to do it again around dinner time, folks, but always stay tuned to KSDP for all the action and all the great programming for out there in the Alaska Peninsula and Aleutians area. Near Aleutians, I'll say, since they go way out there. But you can also hear it if you are way out there. If you've got friends in Attu, tell them akradio.org, I believe it is. But I know Virgil will repeat that for me, too, because I can't find my notes to say what did I write down. But anyway, you can pick up KSDP online anywhere in the world. And the final here was 62-24. We'll be back for more T-Jacks and Rookies basketball. The Rookies will tip it off at 6:30 against Sioux Valley, and the T-Jacks will follow. That's still coming up tonight. All the action right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint. Back to Virgil in the studios. Till a couple hours later, I'm Carl Pulliam. Having a great afternoon.